I'm back in the sauna after my swim and my shower, and I caught up with Annie in the shower, who was coming back to the sauna as well, because it is quite cold today. And I kind of felt I needed another bout of the shower because I think I've been in the pool too long today. That really was. I did full length, and I think it was just too much. Yes.
I can only do four widths today. I could have done one more width, but my hand said get out.
Yeah, well, that was wise. I don't know why. I did two lengths, and yesterday I did two lengths and four widths. I was kind of spurred on by the two Carls who kind of swim very, very well. And then I thought, well, maybe I can do four, but I don't know why. I came back to do my second length, and I just felt myself pushing off lengthwise as opposed to widthwise.
Yes.
And then I was committed. And I did it, but I really felt that...
There are steps.
Yeah.
You could get out if necessary, if everything went horribly wrong.
That's true.
But it's psychological, isn't it? That sort of between November and March, I find myself going off on a width.
Yes.
And then coming back.
Yes.
And then as the spring comes along, I do a width, and then I turn up the long side and
do a circuit. Well, that's quite nice.
Well, that's quite, yes.
Yeah.
And then I spend the time counting mentally.
Okay,
so if I've done that, that's two widths, and so two widths, three widths, that makes a length, and by the time I've done that, I've done another lap.
Yes. So actually, that's interesting, because we all have this kind of mind game. I mean, it's good if we swim to relax, really, but you can't switch the mind off completely, can you?
Well,
when you swim?
Oh, I plan dinners and menus. I do. I plan my day. I plan practicing strategies. I practice. I go through what I'm going to be teaching, you know. And,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My brain's quite alive because I'm not that good a swimmer, really.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm very slow. And
So you're saying your stroke is slower than your mind? Because you've got a vivid mind, so your mind never gets to rest.
I don't know about vivid, chaotic mind. It just needs a bit of filing my head.
Okay.
So I do my mental filing while I'm swimming.
Am I right in saying you're kind of a semi-retired cellist?
Well, having said that, yes, I am. But in fact, I retired at the end of March last year from the Philharmonia, where I'd been for 32 years.
Yes.
And that's quite a stint. But this week, I'm doing all the Philharmonia work. In fact, a day later on, I'm going to Basingstoke. We've got a concert there tonight.
Okay.
And then it's at the Festival Hall tomorrow night. And then there's another day of rehearsals. We're doing that at Maida Vale. Yesterday, we were at the Festival Hall and Queen Elizabeth Hall.
Gosh.
And then we've got another. There's Cardiff on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually I'm not doing because I'm teaching that day and I couldn't accept that date. So because it's reduced strings, they can take somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And then on Sunday there's a concert at the Festival Hall.
Gosh, so
but then I'm back to retirement. So it's a sort of
they pull you out for special occasions.
Well, yes, I'm on their extra list now,
and
luckily I'm practicing very hard and still playing up to standard.
Okay.
Because believe you me, it's hard work.
I can imagine.
Because as you get older, you know, it's like being an athlete. You know, people say, oh, you can play the cello. Oh, marvellous. Well, you don't have to practice because you've been playing it for so long. You know, I've been playing it for 45 years.
Yeah.
And it's like being an athlete. You can't sit around and then do a marathon or do a 100-yard sprint. You have to be constantly practicing. And it's like you have to pedal even harder to stay in the same place as you get older.
Yes. No, absolutely.
But it's wonderful to be free of the absurd schedule. I mean, the ridiculous schedule, punishing schedule that the orchestra do all over Europe, around the country, and travelling is such hard work, particularly in London.
Mm-hmm.
But
to come up here, what does it do to you to come to the Lido?
Well, it's a sort of spiritual home, really.